What's so great about? Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that promises to finish all the recording this week. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Brilliant, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Before we talk about how brilliant you're feeling,
uh-huh.
Bit of housekeeping from uh-huh. last week. Need to address what happened.
Sounds ominous.
Yeah, just
the cut off.
Yeah, we didn't get to finish up.
No, unfortunately, now folks, you missed out on those two Lonely Island songs.
Three, because we didn't actually get to talk at all about.
We played it though,
but like, you didn't get to hear. Yeah. Long and short of it, Andy liked Jack Sparrow.
Yeah,
did not like I Just Had Sex.
No.
And really did not like Ross Trent.
No, and I keep seeing the video for Ross Trent on my YouTube. This is for this SNL.
You ignorant bald head.
I just see his thumbnail and his big teeth. And I'm just like, get this off my algorithm.
Good, man. It's so good.
But I liked the ones that we discussed at least.
Yeah, so I think it was a success. 4 out of 6 ain't bad.
Yep.
And we did say, you know, April, what are we now, 28th? So we say probably the week of April 14th, 2026.
Yeah.
I'm going to do another 6 deep cut tracks for you. You don't remember that, Dana?
We never said this.
We did say it. We did say it.
We've never even discussed Lonely Island. So I don't know what you're talking about,
He's
man.
He's been dead for 10 years.
2026. You're already earmarking. Yeah. Put me under more.
You have a year, right. And then I will give it to you.
Right. I'll tell you this. We're not doing one more Lonely Island until we get at least 2 emo episodes in on your end.
Andy, we've done so many emo episodes. We can't keep doing emo episodes.
You fool. You think there's
We already
more?
Did it. It took 3 months, but we did it. I'll keep going. You have a drink there. Andy's in very odd humour today because his beloved Liverpool won the league yesterday. Peek behind the curtain. We had a bit of a scheduling snafu last week.
Oh, I told them all about it on the Patreon. If you're on the Patreon, you'll know exactly what happened. But
is that up already?
Yeah, my solo cast. Yeah. Yeah, it was out since Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember.
Didn't
what
refresh
about,
my feed on my podcast addict.
Well,
but okay, I'll give it a listen.
Yeah.
But yeah. For all you main feeders out there, we had a bit of a snafu. So recording Monday, it'll probably be out tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. No, I did try out a free Patreon.
I saw that. Yeah.
So they got that. So you've got that banked anyway.
Uh-huh. And we got the Patreon coming this week for our loyal smashed hats.
Yeah, I recorded a solo one. If you like my voice and don't like Terry's voice, impossible. What are you doing even listening to
this? You.
But that's up there on Patreon. And yeah, so we're going to put up 2 episodes early this week because we don't like to miss them. No. And it was such a shit show last week. It was like, normally Wednesday. Okay, can't do Wednesday. How about Thursday? Great. Actually, I can't do Thursday. How about Friday? Great. Actually, I can do Thursday again. It's settled. Thursday it is. Then on Thursday, it's like, can't do today.
I can't do it either.
And then it turns out we could have done Wednesday the whole time. It actually works out that we're doing it on Monday because I have the big scan on Wednesday.
Nice.
The gender reveal party, if you will.
I'm praying for you.
Thanks, me too.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm hoping for. Like,
you don't want another girl, right?
You know what? I know I do. I wouldn't say I don't want a girl. Because I was saying on the thing last week, like 3 girls is a nice number, you know, for girls. But
is it? A lot of
like 3 girls, you know what I mean?
Female energy in the house.
Tell me about it, man. Mm-hmm. Female energy in my life.
You're like a regular Tim Allen on his follow-up sitcom to Home Improvement, Last Man Standing, where it's like him.
That
and
is such a doomed for failure title.
It ran for like 6 seasons
what?
As well. Where he
never heard of
he
it.
Plays a hardware store owner that has like a vlog. So it's literally talks on Improvement. But this time, Andy, he has a wife, 3 daughters. And then it's like the only man in the house is his grandson. So it's like he's like glomming onto him.
I will be glomming. Glob or glom?
Glom.
I will be glomming on to my boy, if it is a boy. There's an office poll going, split down the middle, 50-50.
Is it your dad and Debbie?
The two No, all the girls. And they're, some are saying boy.
You can bleep out that name, by the way.
And some are saying, like, some are asking questions of, like, any different symptoms this time to give them a better, you know, it's all a bit of fun.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, I mean.
So let's talk about your fun, though. Your actual fun. How was the feeling?
Your actual fun. Yeah. The birth of your upcoming
child.
No,
that's not fun.
Boring.
I mean.
You mean, yeah, well, let's talk about it. Yeah. Today. The league title.
Yes.
Oh, what a game as well. Just
watch it.
A party atmosphere.
Didn't watch it.
I assumed you were going to watch the FA Cup match if you were watching any of them.
Yeah, I watched United at 2 o'clock.
You didn't watch Atna for?
No, I mean, I was at the beach. I was sneaking in the end of the Man United game.
Okay.
At the beach.
Okay.
Did get to see.
United lose?
Oh, are you kidding me?
A 1-1?
1-1, 96 minute equaliser by Rasmus.
Oh, is this
25 shots they had on goal yesterday.
United?
Yeah. Played the last 20 minutes with an extra man.
Yeah.
Still waited till the last minute to score.
That's their whole thing, isn't it? That's their whole problem.
Can't keep doing it.
If you take away the three relegated teams.
Oh, the points total is very bad.
It's bad. Yeah. This is.
We don't score goals.
Let's just remind the listeners, I got a couple of these bad boys coming my
way.
Four. Mango Loco is the.
Can you
monster.
Get it in a four pack or do I have to buy.
You better believe it.
Okay, great. Because you know I don't believe in paying for single drinks anymore.
No. Four pack all the way.
Great.
Just for the folks who didn't catch up at the start of the season, Terry bet me that Man United would finish ahead of Liverpool in the league. Now, as it turns out, Liverpool have won. They have been confirmed first. United, where are you going? 16th?
14th.
Is it?
Open a fucking book, man.
It was 16th, like, 2 days ago, right?
15th, yeah, okay, yesterday. Whatever. One point moves back up to 14th.
Okay, whatever.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Still a big club.
He's there, technically. People have heard he is.
Still the biggest club in the country.
I don't know if you're big for the right reasons these days. You're not the biggest club in the country.
We
put that to bed. Officially put that
to bed. What are you talking
about, man? 2020.
After Liverpool won the league yesterday, Jay Redknapp is talking about Man United. Waxing lyrical about Man United.
Are you actually basing any opinion on what Jamie Redknapp?
No, absolutely not. He's a shy talker. But he's still talking about us.
he's talking about United.
Mateus Cunha about to sign on the dotted line.
I mean, what an idiot. Like, what is he doing? I don't necessarily want him.
Yeah, I mean, you do want him.
I take him.
Yeah, oh yeah, I take him. You fucking.
But
he scored. He is going to be the record goal scorer from Brazil in the Premier League. He's joint with Firmino and Martinelli in a league season. The three of them are on 15 goals. He only needs to get one more goal for the rest of the season.
All right, like in a season.
Yeah.
And particularly in that Wolves team, it is very impressive.
But we need.
But, like, that's what I mean. You can have anyone.
The allure, Andy. Ugh. The allure of.
Spice.
I'm going to.
The spice. He's bedazzled by the money.
No, it's not the money.
What is it? The plan?
The project. imagine being in this team that takes United back to the top.
Yeah, but that's what they're selling. They've sold all of their flops in the last decade.
No, you could
be the one.
No, they've sold all the flops on. Here's a wheelbarrow full of money.
It's like we're just around the corner.
They've stopped that now. The whole reason they're not going for Osimhen.
Oh yeah,
I can never pronounce his name because his wage structure is too big, and they're like, nope.
Yeah,
sorry, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
and good to get a Premier League player and not just some big name.
Apparently, Delap as well is coming in. Don't know how I feel about that.
Maybe a good squad player.
Yeah, but we need a striker. We need,
with the greatest of respect, Terry, Manchester United are not the...
only unbeaten team in Europe left this year.
Oh, spare me.
It came quite close in that Leon game, let me tell you.
But, back to Liverpool.
Was there any more exciting than Man United being 4-2 down at home with 13 minutes left to play and they win the game 5-4?
I will say that was
incredibly uncharacteristic of them to score three goals in that space.
It was very
characteristic of them to go behind when they've gone down to 10 men.
That was very characteristic. Yeah. Yes,
unbelievable.
I have to admit though, I was even watching. I never do with United, where I'm like, oh, I better check this out, because I didn't see any of the last drama.
Hated.
And I got up and I watched it. It was one of the first things I watched while I was
never ignored
on the toilet that morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, let me check out that United thing. And I was like, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know how far, if you don't mind me saying, he's dipped. That I'm like, how do they do? Good for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, those pricks, they always do it. It was just, you know what? They need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, on to...
gracious as ever.
The winners.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was great.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. You know. That's it. Well,
Steady Eddie.
It was great.
That's what you guys were all season.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Yeah.
I think the bubble, if you don't mind me, the bubble
is going to burst.
Next year.
You could reframe it by saying, God, he won the league and it wasn't even his bloody team. Imagine when he gets his bloody team in.
Andy, come on. That team was future proofed by Klopp the year before.
That's how you leave a club. That's how you leave a club.
I'm not arguing that you're a better run club than Man United.
Okay, well, you're taking all the fun out of it. Don't give it to me. I mean,
come on.
Fight back on it.
I can't possibly argue that or justify
it.
Crazy Clown Studios over here. Like.
But
getting there. We're, you know.
I definitely think, I will say, if we can talk about United.
We have been, and we will continue. Biggest club in the world, man.
Amorim, I think, is... the man to do it.
Like,
I think you have a good guy there, and I think if you actually just do what you are supposed to do to be a well-run club, will be fine.
If we have, like, we've had two shots on goal on target the last two games, mm-hmm. they've both gone in. So you know, and we couldn't score any goals. So
yeah,
you know, like the Wolves game at home, should have won. Lost 1-0,
of course.
Went 1-0 down yesterday from, and get this, free kick on the edge of our own box, played short, and all of a sudden they press and it's a goal. And you're like, cool, yeah, no problem. Had 60% possession in the first half.
Yeah.
Lots of chances, couldn't put it away. Same old story. The system is there. People that don't watch it, I can understand. It's like, oh, 3-4-3, terrible, you know.
Yeah.
Once you get the right players in the positions,
he doesn't have the players to fit his
system
at all.
We don't have a striker. But like even like Hoyland yesterday, like he got the goal anonymous for so long in the game. It's like you're playing with 10 men a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like you took him off in that Lyon game. The end of the game was Casemiro and Harry Maguire playing up front.
Yeah.
And like Casemiro won the penalty, got two assists, and like one of them was Maguire in the 121st minute.
Man.
But like
the fuck.
Where's our striker?
Yeah.
Like, and they're rightly saying, nah, he's gone. I want him gone this summer.
Who?
Hoyland.
You want him gone?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Get him gone.
You don't want him as a squad player even?
You think if
he was going to become good, he'd have come good by now.
If we want to get players in that fit the system and fit and are fit for purpose, players like him need to go.
Yeah.
I would kind of be saying the same thing about Garnacho. If somebody said, here's 60 million.
Which they will not.
I mean, they kind of, like, Napoli offered 50 in the summer, or in January, and they said no.
That was a very stupid thing.
No, because we already let Sancho and Rashford and everybody else go.
True.
So, you know.
Well, look, I think he'll turn it around eventually.
Next year, man. To borrow a phrase from you, Muggs, next year's going to be our year.
Let me ask you a question. Because I was thinking about it yesterday. Because I was like, I wonder which... I know we've kind of covered this a little bit. If you could... Are there players who play for Liverpool that you'd say, I like him? Not, he's okay.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Can I guess who they are?
Sure.
Alexis McAllister.
Nah, I don't really like
him. You're going to be kidding me. How do you not like him? I love him.
Yeah, and if he'd come to United first...
Okay. So it's a little bit of
But there's like Alice.
Allison. Okay, yeah.
Good.
Allison. Salah.
Yeah, I like Salah. I think it's hard not to like him.
Yeah.
He's a pro. You know what I mean? Like he's a pro.
He's a winner. You know, he's one of these winners.
Yeah. He puts his, you know, money where his mouth is.
Yeah. And then if I could pick one more.
Go on. I'll see. Now let's try this.
Okay. Gravenberg.
Close.
Sabo?
No, you're no, getting colder.
Yeah. Who was it? Endo?
Gakpo.
Big Gak?
I wanted him originally to come to us.
He's back, baby.
Yeah. I mean, why was he not playing?
He was not playing well since he came back from injury.
Did he start a game though? Like he seemed to be on the bench every week.
He did, but every time he came on since his big before his the injury, he was absolutely flying. Like we really missed him. And then when he came back, he just wasn't up to. It just seemed like he wasn't up to speed. Then he'd go off with the Netherlands and score a brace or something. But he seemed kind of back to his best yesterday. But he, you know,
Spurs looked all over the place.
Oh, they were shocking.
And if we beat Bilbao, which I'm not confident in at all, but we might. Who knows?
Yeah, you
they've,
know.
They're apparently two of the best players have got injuries now, so hopefully they don't.
Is that
play
this week?
Yeah, it's Thursday. Thursday night's all right for fighting, Andy. but
bless.
We get by them, and Spurs get by Bodo Glimt.
If you got Spurs in the final now,
I'd be afraid we'd lose.
I mean, you would not. I don't think you could recover as well if you lost that. You know what
and
I mean?
Like we lost to Spurs twice this year already, and like the first one, okay, fair enough.
Spurs were like third at the start of the season,
and like they kind of hammered. We were all over the place, yeah. And the red card to Bruno that was never a red card didn't help. But then the second game in whatever they call it, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I was like,
good name.
Again, one of those ones where it's like he's spinning the ball. Like we were like. Just put it in the fucking net. We had like 10 chances. They had like one and I went down. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Let me ask you a question, slightly switching gears here. Have you seen any of the Baller League?
I don't want to talk about this. I really don't want to talk about it. I hate this shit.
Like, well, that's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, I hate it.
Because I just put it on. I'd never heard of it. It was like episode 5 of the Ballers League on YouTube Live. And I turned it on. It's like indoor football with
pseudo celebrities,
ex pros and influencers. It was like I
hate that culture.
It's like
man.
That like YouTube 11, but like a league.
I hate that as well.
It was
that's
all,
like
but, do you know,
Sidemen versus.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. But there's one thing that they do that I did like.
What?
The MLS penalty.
Ah.
Right, and it was like. They did it in a sense of like if you score, you're through to the next round. If you miss, you're out. And then it narrowed down, you know. So if you score, you take another one. And that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Now, I would just have it as the, this is your pen out and whatever. Yeah. But I am such a big proponent of the MLS penalty takers.
We have to bring it in. It can't be like every pen out is that.
But a pen out shootout, I think, should be. Because
yeah, but only for certain competitions. You know what I mean?
But why? Because it eliminates, if I lost that way, I'd be like, okay, you know, like, because there's a lot more skill, I think, involved than, granted, it's not just luck to score a penalty, yet, you know, they do things, they wait for the keeper, their power, placement, whatever, right? You have all that, the keeper just guesses the right way or not. Whereas this, the excitement, they start from the halfway line, you're like, you know, the keeper can really, you can really either mug off a keeper, and the keeper can really mug you off if you're trying to get around him. It's like, oh, saved, like, oh, that's that. And then you get a shot off, you know, or like there's a proper, it's a little bit more skill into it. And I know it's like a blasphemous thing if you say that now. It's like, oh, get out, absolutely.
How about this? I give you it for like the League Cup.
You wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that for like Champions League semi-final.
No way, man.
Drama, Terry.
I give it to you in the League Cup every round that goes to penalties, and we'll try it there.
We'll try it.
And if it's successful,
it's success. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Look at us.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, you mentioned mugs. I want to talk about the biggest mug of them all lately.
Are we talking about WrestleMania?
We're talking about Dwayne.
Oh, Terry,
and Mania. Did you watch any of Mania?
No, of course
you
not.
You missed nothing.
You missed the worst Mania in 10 years.
Worst main event. Awful.
Now, I have been dying to get your take on this. So, just for people who aren't wrestling savvy, let me try and summarize, and tell me where I'm going.
I'll tie it up. Yeah.
So, the big thing was John Cena turning heel
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, because they were tanking on Elimination Chamber, basically, and they needed
sales,
something.
Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know, like.
And so it was like, oh, Cena joined The Rock. The Rock got him to turn heel. They were enemies in the past. And then that's it. The Rock is gone, and he never to be seen. Wasn't at WrestleMania. And Cena, everyone was like, what is this angle now?
And so in the interim, so like Cena and The Rock, they're like, oh, against the, you know, they've united against Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes and John Cena, their story, whatever you want to call it, was just like, it was like three, it was a different thing every week from John Cena. It was like, I'm breaking up with the WWE Universe.
Yeah.
And the crowd reaction was incredible, because it was like European tour, so the European crowds were incredible.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing, I'm breaking up with them. Then it was like, I'm going to ruin wrestling by taking the title and retiring with it. And like, okay. And when I retire, I'm never coming back. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then it was something else.
Was any of that good?
No, not really. Like, it was a bad program.
And Cena is like, he's good.
Yeah.
On the mic when he's got stuff to work with. Like.
So Cena like kind of got cooked most of the way through.
That's where you're using the young person lingo.
Yeah. Bro was cooked.
Bro ate.
Yeah. And then they had the match. And the match was bad.
Right.
Very bad. Slow. And then it was like, oh, here comes somebody to help John Cena. It's not The Rock.
No.
It's Travis Scott.
Fuck off. What are you doing here anyway?
Like, I don't know. And then...
that's who the people want to see. Like, I really hope Travis Scott is here.
The finish is so stupid because it's like... Cody has the belt and he's gonna like hit Cena. The ref is down, yeah. And Cena's like, "No, please."
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. I saw that.
And then he just, "Oh, I can't hit him. Oh my god!" And then he gets like low blowed, yeah, and hits with a title and 1, 2, 3, done.
Wow.
And it's like they. And the weird thing is they've done this thing with Cody Rhodes where throughout the course of his babyface run,
yeah,
he's not stupid. Like there was a whole thing where he was like feuding with AJ Styles,
yeah,
and it was like I quit match. And AJ was like, he was like gonna like drop him with a pile driver on like steel steps, and AJ said, "I quit."
Right.
And then he did it anyway, and you're like, "Oh shit!" Like Cody Rhodes is a badass, and like,
yeah,
you know,
he's savvy, yeah, and he like, wouldn't, you know, fall for dumb shit.
Yeah, like, or yeah. It was like when he was like feuding with Seth Rollins, he hit him with the crossroads a couple, yeah, of times. And then instead of just doing a third one, he like picked up a sledgehammer, and it's like, oh, okay, like he has this,
yeah,
streak in him, kind of like.
Yeah.
Stupid comparison, but like Steve Austin was always like that, where he was like the baby face, but he wasn't,
yeah,
dumb. Or whenever he,
yeah,
got,
yeah,
whenever
street
he got
street smart baby,
yeah,
face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the, like the complete opposite of that. And like
it's, yeah,
it's just like, okay, so it kills him, Cena wins.
Immediately then, I see they've moved on Cena Orton now.
Yeah.
Like that's just so,
next night was
see
Cena Orton.
Cody.
Yeah. It's like,
after all that,
he's taking some time off.
Oh,
but then,
okay,
the next day, I don't know, like I assume he is. The next day Rock goes on the Pat McAfee
seen
show
that.
Because the press around it was so bad.
Mm.
And it was like, Triple H, they've been doing, like, they were kind of saying the Mania week. I was like, why are they talking like this? Like, Triple H, like I was saying, promoting Trump.
Yeah.
Like, how he's a, you know, he's a brilliant worker, all this stuff. And it's just like, what? Really? Like, oh, yeah, there was, like, the Hall of Fame speech, an hour long.
Yeah.
Triple H gave his own, like, an hour long. And there was the roast of WrestleMania. I don't know if you heard about this, where,
yeah,
like, it was... this guy Tony Hinchcliffe, who's a,
oh,
comedian,
yeah,
you know him, yeah,
yeah, Kill, yeah, Tony.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. I like Shane Gillis. I don't like Tony Hinchcliffe because I don't think he's particularly funny.
Yeah,
but
yeah, no,
again,
is,
you're,
yeah,
you're over to that side, that,
yeah,
right wing.
Joe Rogan's a good buddy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And they do like it's like, you know, it wasn't televised, written, but now all the audio is leaked,
right?
And it was like essentially everybody just being racist and bigoted. Like
the comedians were?
And the wrestlers.
Oh.
The wrestlers are doing roasts or whatever like that, like.
Oh.
And, but nobody roasted Triple H. Triple H was there.
Right.
Showed up with his entrance and was like, time to play the game, you know. And not one person, you know the way a roast is supposed to be, like,
yeah,
like Don Rickles would tear into,
yeah,
Robert De Niro, you,
yes,
know, or whatever. You punch up.
Yeah.
You don't punch down.
Yeah.
No, it's like, oh, of course, like, not a word mentioned about Triple H. It's just a very, like, weird.
Is he vincing? Is he vincing before our eyes?
I don't know. He's just Triple H-ing. Like, you know, mm, what I mean? He's always
It's always been nice. Yeah. It's been more him.
It's now, and it's now that they're kind of in the TKO umbrella, they're more like, right,
I thought you were a good guy. Yeah, that's what we wanted you to be.
But it's like, we never thought he was a good guy. He was a politicker. He fucking screwed over Bret Hart. And now it's like,
screwed his way to the top.
You know, his Triple H insignia.
I've seen the Bret Hart thing. Right?
Yeah, the Bret Hart thing was incredible.
Is Bret Hart not just the most miserable bastard you've ever seen?
That's perfect. Like,
fucking,
it's like Triple
Bret
H shaking his hand.
I don't know anyone who hates wrestling more than Bret Hart.
He loves wrestling. He hates the
carnies.
He
loves the idea of the late '80s, early '90s wrestling.
He loves the sport, Andy.
Oh.
But anyway, so The Rock went on Pat McAfee,
yeah,
and pretty much buried Triple H, and like.
So The Rock basically said, "Oh, I wanted to step back and give Cena his moment." Or
he
whatever.
He said, "Ari Emanuel called him, and he's like, we need to boost tickets for Elimination Chamber, so that's why they did that whole 'I want your soul.'"
Oh, so he said that.
Yeah, he said, Rock said this on Pat McAfee's show.
Right.
And then he was like, and then I thought, you know, the final boss is done, his job is done, and I'm going to let Cody and Cena have... Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? You've inserted yourself here, the main piece
and
of
then
the story.
I thought, nah.
So I let them do it, and I knew I wasn't going to be at Mania. I told them, it's like, what? Like, and then they have people say, like, there was people in WWE who wanted him to show up, and they were saying... to like, I don't know, your man Dave Meltzer.
Oh yeah.
It was like, if you called him out on your show and said The Rock's not gonna show up, he might show up despite you.
Right.
And he's like, but I wasn't gonna do that because I knew they were trying to play me. Like,
it's
like, what is going on?
See, like, that's the part that I am most interested in.
The shenanigans.
Is this, and what worked, what didn't. Oh, that was terrible. Oh, like, you know, he's got such heat off this. Or apparently this happened because of this thing 2 months ago. And in this promotion or in this interview, I genuinely love the drama of the wrestling business. But I just cannot watch wrestling
as it is.
Maybe AEW would be different. But
I don't know.
You know what?
I can tell you the exact point
that I stopped. WrestleMania 2015.
What one was that?
Don't know. Outdoors. I think it was Brock, maybe Seth Rollins, John Cena, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that. And I remember Joni was just born and she was having a massive crying fit when I was trying to watch that WrestleMania. Watched every week up until then. And then I didn't finish WrestleMania because I was having to...
Yeah, being a dad.
Yeah. And then... I still have 2 hours to watch. And the Raw's on and SmackDown's on, and I just missed it. And then...
You never felt the urge to go back.
And I've tried many times, even through this pod, and I went back for a period to watch the old shows.
That was fun when we did our pay-per-view reviews of that.
And stuff like that. But in general, the product now, I just find I'm so far removed, and maybe if I was in it, I'd be like, okay, I can overlook that because this is going to be good or whatever. But I'm just looking at the whole thing fresh and I'm just like, it's boring now. That's my main thing. Like, I watched that Raw a couple of months ago, 3 hour show, 4 matches. Look who's here. Buy this. Look who's here. That's it.
There's a pay-per-view. AEW are doing their WrestleMania in Texas this year. It's called All In. They've done it in London the last couple of years. But they're doing an early kickoff. So it's like 8 o'clock our time.
Right.
And it's like, I was thinking maybe we should get like me, you and Andy, like do like a watch party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crack some beers.
When's
that? It's July, I think. July or June, I can't remember. But like, you know, it'd be something just to see. I wouldn't mind actually. I haven't watched a live wrestling show in forever.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay, down the clown.
Great.
I have seen some movies, Andy.
Oh, you surprised
new
me.
Movies.
You surprised me.
Did you see the new movie that dropped on Netflix over the weekend?
I did not.
Havoc, starring your boy Tom Hardy.
No.
Your other boy
Timothy
Olyphant. Yeah.
Is that the Venom thing?
No, this is a movie. It's an action movie. Like,
I thought it was Venom or something.
Action with a capital A.
Hardy and Olyphant.
Yeah. And the guy. Did you ever watch those Raid movies?
Yeah, yes.
Did you like them?
Yes.
Yes, the director of the Raid movies.
What's it called? What's this movie called?
Havoc. I just said it. No, really, what's it called?
Seriously, I know, it's going to be crazy, but what's it called?
And the movie is good, like
just good, not great.
No, I mean it's great. Like, but like the first 40 minutes or so, I was like, this is pretty good, pretty restrained. And then it's like an hour 45 as well. And like,
nice.
Like this, like some like night. There's a bit of action in the early goings. This actually kicks off with like a really good car chase, and it kind of slows down. And I was like, okay. And Tom Hardy does a little bit of action. The camera moves,
hell yeah.
Cool. And then I'm like, cool. And then there's this scene in a nightclub, and it kicks off like pretty much an hour of like relentless, like
amazing.
It kind of like reminds you of like Hong Kong action, yeah. Like movie.
Just full clip.
Oh, and full like the camera's going everywhere. There's five different characters you're following around. They're all doing like fucking proper badass, nice. Like kung fu action, like, and then super fucking bloody and gory.
Amazing.
Like, there's a bit in it where I'm like, somebody's in a hospital. I'm like, that's his buddy, but like, you know, oh, and somebody's coming to kill him. He's like in a coma. I'm like, okay, so somebody's gonna like stop this guy, and the guy just gets him like, D-d-d-d-d-d. I was like, he's in a coma. And it's like, you shot him like 100 times. What the fuck? Like,
so it's one of them where you're like, I didn't think that was gonna happen.
Yeah, there's lots of that in it where you're like, great, like blood everywhere. You're like, oh my god,
amazing. How much of Oliphant is in it?
Oliphant is pretty big in it. Like, nice. It's like Hardy is this detective. I'll tell you who else is in it.
Yeah.
One of your other mainstays.
Who?
Sound like you've had a rough night, friend.
No, yeah. Forrest Whitaker, yeah. From Brainwave.
Yes. The one and only. The very same.
Oh.
He's in it. It's, and like, Oliphant is like a team of four that Hardy, I think, used to be on the team, but they're like a team of like cops standard. That push it to the edge, and Hardy is also kind of like, he's under the thumb of a dirty politician.
Can I give you my Tom Hardy impression?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me about my sexuality?
That's pretty good.
Why?
But that's not actually.
No,
he's a man of many voices. Because
an interview. That was at a press conference.
Yeah, we've been watching the CBeebies bedtime stories, and he does them, but he doesn't do it like that.
He's like, not going to be.
Hello.
Yeah,
you know, he's slightly posher, Andy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, a little bit.
In this, he's the New York dirtbag.
I want to see Mobland as well, which is on Disney.
Paramount Plus.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Top
of the Mountain.
Him and Pierce Brosnan, who's never looked better.
I think Pierce is like full chiddly toy toy Irish gangster.
Yeah, that's
it?
A shame.
Well, he's Irish, so I'll forgive him. Like.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's doing a bad Irish accent.
And speaking of Irish,
hmm?
I watched another movie. I went to the cinema last night, Andy.
Oh yeah,
on the big screen.
You catch a movie down my way?
I did. Hey. I was waiting for you.
I was right behind you.
Yeah, I wouldn't let you in. You were too late.
They didn't believe I was under 18.
I so. Tell you, it was over 16.
To whatever. Yeah. Trying to make a joke. Got it wrong anyway.
Yeah, go on. Didn't believe I was under 18.
Yeah, I know.
Sinners. By Ryan Coogler.
The Coogs.
Starring Michael B. Jordan times two as the Smokestack twins. Smoke and Stack.
Excuse me?
They're twin brothers. One is called Smoke and one is called Stack.
Okay.
What's going on here? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm slightly concerned that your camera has the SD card number of minutes and I don't see the minutes going down. I mean, it's saying record, so...
Okay, well,
you know, it's fine. Sorry, I'm trying to just make sure we don't have a hiccup
similar
like last time.
Similar to last time. I tell you, I fucking love this movie. It's... The premise is... And do you know what the movie is about? Do you have any idea?
Vampires.
Yeah, but we're not... Not really.
Right.
It's about the blues... In like 1930s Mississippi. And it's kind of like
Robert Johnson in the movie?
No, but he might as well be.
Oh, devil but shit.
Devil shit.
Ooh,
man. Like,
I like devil shit.
There's like, it's about a guy, it's about a young fella. He's called Preacher Boy. And he
Christian name
plays the guitar so well. People say when you are this talented, you open up a place to the past and the future where it all mixes together. So the idea is that the twins are setting up a juke joint in their old town. They've been up in Chicago, they've been doing a bit of work for the mob, and they come back with some money, and it's the opening night of their juke joint. So it's all set over one night, and a vampire shows up.
Nice.
An Irish vampire.
That's not Michael B, is it?
No, he's one of the twins. He's the smokestack twins. Okay. They own the thing. And he's showing you why he's a fucking movie star.
He's great.
But Andy, there's a bit in it where like they split up in the start of the movie, and it's like one is going to get the supplies for the club and the other one has to go round up a few musicians and people to work the door and stuff. So Preacher Boy is in the car with Stack and he's like, oh, play the guitar then, show him what you got. And then like he starts playing the blues and singing, and when he starts singing, Michael B. Jordan is driving the car, and the look on his face when he hears your man singing is like, I'm like, oh shit, like that's
devil shit.
No, it's just like he's so, Michael B. Jordan's face reacting to him being so good on the guitar, like the look of surprise that turns to like delightedness, or you know, I'm like, oh, I was like, that's fucking I can't pinpoint, I'm like, that's incredible acting. And it kind of, it like people have, you know, we talk about actors having it, like Tom Cruise, Timmy Chalamet, like these movie stars. I'm like, he's a fucking movie star, man. You can't
think he's like the next like Denzel.
Possibly, like, because the two performances are very different. Like, Stack is kind of like a freewheeling guy, and then Smoke is a very serious businessman.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't want to ruin it too much, but there's a scene in it where Preacher Boy is playing the guitar, and this thing called Piercing the Veil, where it's
there's an emo band called Pierce the Veil. Excuse me.
Fuck off.
Excuse me. Just
but the blues music is incredible, right? And then Ryan Coogler does this thing where he mixes in, like, it's a dance hall, everybody's dancing around. Then all of a sudden you see somebody who's like from West Africa in the crowd shaking a drum, and that comes into the music mix. And then it's somebody in fucking Grandmaster Flash shit, like rapping or playing, there's somebody playing like an electric guitar from, and it's all, there's music from Asia and all these different things all coming together at once. And I was like,
1930s.
Yeah, but it's not actually happening, but it's like he's playing the blues so well, it's like time and space are all kind of open. And I was like, holy shit, I'm not doing it justice at all, but I was sitting there with a fucking massive smile on my face, being like, this is incredible. This is the movies, man.
Was there many in there?
There's a few in there.
Yeah.
But they also, it mixes with, so there's lots of blues in it, but there's trad Irish music as well. I said to you, it's a musical. It's not quite a musical, but there's lots of music played in it.
Yeah.
Like there's a bit where Wild Mountain Time is sung by a couple of vampires that are trying to seduce people.
Big
into
fan
going.
Of Sam.
The Rocky Road, there's a incredible like dance sequence with the Rocky Road to Dublin.
All right.
And I was like, whoa. I'm like,
and who is this Kooks? Who is this Coogler?
Oh, we've covered two of his movies. Creed here on the main feed.
He loves Michael B. Jordan. Then.
Black Panther.
So he loves Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, well, it's like Scorsese and De Niro, if you want to put it that way.
Okay.
But he did Black Panther, which is available behind the paywall, the low fee of €5 a month.
You better believe it.
If you want to join in there. But he's got the goods, man. And like,
I believe he's got the goods. I was a bit put off by the runtime, to be honest with you.
220?
Yeah.
It's worth it. Worth every penny. And it's funny and it's sexy, Andy. Like, your favorite topic, cunnilingus. There's a bit of cunnilingus going on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
It's violent. It's gore. Like it looks incredible. It's the best film I've seen this year.
Okay.
And I was delighted to go see it on the big screen. I can't recommend it highly enough,
folks. I mean, I'm not gonna see it. If it comes to Netflix or something, I'll see it.
I won't be on Netflix for ages.
But I do like Michael B. You know,
this is best movie in a while.
Yeah,
like he
had. I seen him on Schooling some interviewer who was mean to him in school or something.
He's kind of like that. He's a bit serious at times.
Yeah,
like, you know.
But he's goddamn handsome, though, isn't he?
For a bodysman like yourself, who loves
body first, but you know what I mean. This guy's got the full package, you know. And I'm sure he's packing down there as well. If we're gonna really get granular,
I don't want to continue this conversation anymore.
I'm just saying it makes sense compared to the rest of it.
I can't wait, and like, I can't wait to see what he does next, Coogler. And I know I'm saying that like he's made 5 movies. And then I was like, geez, I wish he'd made more movies, you know.
Yeah.
He's been caught up in the Marvel machine. It's like, he's the same age as me. He's younger than me. He made 5 movies by the time he's 38. It's pretty fucking good.
Comparison is the thief of joy, as they say.
I just want more. I'm like excited, man. I'm fucking excited. And then we got Mission Impossible coming soon.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm excited about. Now, I posed a question to you.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it'll work in an audio medium, but I found an amazing, you've probably seen it on your timeline too.
You sent it to me,
Of Tom Cruise running. And the song is I Need a Hero.
Holding Out for a Hero, mate.
Holding Out for a Hero. Yeah, excuse me. And it's just 3 minutes of Tom Cruise relentlessly running in films. No one recreated twice. Like, it's each one is a different thing. And fucking hell.
Do you have a favourite Tom Cruise running moment?
Do you know, it's a bit grand, but I think it's the one from Mission Impossible 5.
Which one?
With this dust and all.
That's 4. Yeah, yeah.
And that's, I know that's quite CGI, but there's some, anyone where he's turning the corner as well, you know, like turn the corner and fucking,
I mean, there's one
in Vanilla Sky was great.
I have it kind of broken down into like 3 categories. Oh, please. There's like the action Tom Cruise running, which is like your Mission Impossible. I think maybe 6 is probably my favourite.
Which one was that?
That's like London, and he breaks his ankle and stuff like that. Like,
jumping the building?
Yeah. Like that there. But like, there's also like, I don't know why, I think it's so funny, I guess, but it's just always stuck in me. In 1, where he's like, all right, Hunt, I'll see you in hell. And then like he blows the thing up and he jumps through the window, and then like, it's like slow motion when he jumps out, and then like he hits the ground and it's just like back to normal speed, and he's just gone on the streets of Prague, like completely.
Fuck yeah.
I have in regular movies, you know, like Jerry Maguire or The Firm, like his normal man running is also incredible. Like The Firm, he does like really top notch amount of running.
Do you know, speaking of Cruise and the way we're talking about, like, for the Patreon of an actor's
movie. You could choose.
Because there's a lot of Tom Cruise movies. I haven't seen The Firm. I haven't seen Jerry Maguire. I haven't seen,
I was going to say,
Born on the 4th of July. I haven't seen any of those 80s ones, really.
I was going to say non-IP Cruise would be a good topic for us to do.
Non-IP, like not Mission Impossible, not a franchise sort of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Love to see Collateral again. I've only seen that once. Don't remember any of it, but you know what I mean.
Incredible performance.
We could just fucking, let's just have some fun.
All right. Well, if you want to put that on the ballot, I will select the movies.
Fine. Yeah, it was Cruise. Right, yeah, please.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine, because that was in my back pocket.
It's like, I love cheesecake, but you get to pick the flavor of cheesecake. That's fine. I mean, I don't
cheese?
Know.
Cheese, isn't that the flavor?
No.
No.
I bet you hate cheesecake, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. It's not pineapple log.
Oh, stop.
And my third.
Fucking sick.
My third category was like funny Tom Cruise running.
Like tech support run.
Tech support run, man. It's incredible. Like when he burst through the door.
Oh,
like,
oh. His face.
You know? Oh,
I would encourage anyone to seek it out.
Just on YouTube.
It made me feel so fucking good. It's like how I imagine you feel with that
Early
cretin who does the edits. Yeah, whatever.
This guy is he's not a cretin. those videos. He does fundraisers for those videos, right? And they all go to like Palestine.
He knew he was going to hit me with a goodwill thing. Yeah. Right. I'm not really think he's a cretin. All right,
you said it. He's my man. Big Dave.
So there's your cretin. well, look, I gotta wrap it up.
Yeah. There's just a bit of a catch up. And you mentioned Beatles quiz. Next
What's
week.
What's happening?
Next week.
Oh, yeah?
When we record. Next time we record.
So Terry's going to test my Beatles knowledge. Now, I just don't.
I told you what we're going to do.
With dates.
I told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick a bunch of ones from online, and I won't come up with any questions myself.
How many? How many are you going to give me? Go on. How many?
Oh, God. That's
10? 50?
Unnerving. How many?
Come on. Whatever. I'm pretty sure I will get less than 10% wrong. If you don't jerk me around like you jerked me last time. All right?
I don't
like to be jerked.
Ever. No, stop.
I'm not jerking you.
Man, I'm not jerking you.
Sorry. Okay. I keep taking things to a sexual.
I know you're still hard from yesterday.
Yes.
I get it.
Can we just talk sex for once, Terry?
For once.
That's all you talk about. Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm going to go.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the good folks where they can find us?
Great question, Terry. You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod and TikTok at What's So Great About Pod. You'll find links on our Instagram to everything we do, including some bonus Patreon episodes, some video podcasts, and the Patreon itself, of course.
Ah, the Patreon. Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. Where all of our lovely friends hang out there. A little fee of €5 a month. You get access to all our back catalogue of miniseries. We've got What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies.
Willy.
And then we've got a bunch of one-off episodes like Perfect Day, Dream Festival. You know what? I gave Andy six Lonely Island songs. He's given me like six emo songs. What do we do?
We just did heist movies.
Yes, we did heist movies, also as part of the film.
Uh-huh.
And with the movies of Tony Scott also. Since
movies, yeah.
Folks, we've done a lot of swip-swapping around on their Patreon. It used to be movies only, then it was...
that's directed at me, isn't it?
Whatever tickled our fancy really the week before. And now we're back doing the movies there. And at the
afraid
moment...
I've had another textbook change of heart.
Yes. And at the moment, we're doing the films of 2007. This week, we're covering Pixar's... I don't reveal my cards, but Pixar's... movie, Ratatouille.
What?
Yeah, I was gonna right. Put an adjective in there, but so you can get that for the low, low fee of €5. If you're going to join us, but if you can't afford the €5 a month,
there's the door.
You can do something else for me now,
off,
Andy.
Off your pop.
Did you know
that
Liverpool have won 2 Premier League titles? But I don't want a 2-star review.
So
I want a 5-star review. I could have went the other way and said, did you know that Man United have won 13 Premier League titles? But
a
13-star review would be ludicrous. Yeah. Just give me the old 5-star review.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I mean, there's something else. Something in there about 5 and United. 5 wins all season, something like that.
I got more than that, mate.
10. Double it. 10 wins in the league.
I don't think we even got that.
Anyway.
Until next week, or until next time.
Thank you for joining us, and see you then.
Boom. Catching up between Peaks. The theme I'm doing. It's the theme from Scream and Broken Arrow, of course.
What? Remember, they share a theme?
Remember? We talked about this when we were doing Broken Arrow.
Never. We never talked about Broken Arrow.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
Andy, are you okay?
No.
See a doctor.
All right. All right,
give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Hello. Start over.
3, 2, 1.
I need to record. I need you to say record.
3, 2, 1. Record.
Hello and welcome to...